Well, the proposal of a 66-story tower for Crown Casino has been very controversial in the Pyrmont area. The plan was originally blocked back in July, but now Premier Gladys Berejiklian has intervened in favour of the proposal against the advice of her planning minister. This morning, we're joined by Elizabeth Elenias, convener at Pyrmont Action Incorporated, to talk about the proposed development. Elizabeth, welcome, and I'm sorry about butchering your name.
That's all right. Thank you, Victor. Just to start, it's a proposal put forward by the Star Casino, not the Crown. That's at Barangaroo.
Sorry about that. So firstly, what are the main concerns that residents of Pyrmont have against the Star Entertainment proposal?
Well, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb. It's about eight times higher than the limit set by the local environment plan 2012. It doesn't conform to the zoning. It doesn't conform any way to the height. It is incredibly out of context with the rest of the redeveloped Pyrmont.
Mm.
But I think our main concern is that it's described in the proponent's environmental assessment report as being an exemplar for the future development of Pyrmont. Now, that raises huge alarm bells for all of us who've moved there in the last 30 years to this old industrial area that's been revitalised through planned development. We have certainty with the rules that as they're currently being applied elsewhere, and all of a sudden, this 66-story commercial residential tower has emerged as being something that will be allowed elsewhere in our suburb.
Yeah, and a spokesman for the Star has said that the location and the community have been considered throughout the process. Do you agree with that statement?
They established a neighbourhood panel, and I was certainly invited to be on that. And we have discussed all sorts of things like the lack of public transport and the constraints on traffic. And in particular, they've presented their idea of a neighbourhood centre, which unfortunately is not really fit for purpose for a community centre, because it has five huge columns and a large stairwell, and it's just not configured in such a way that would be very useful for us. But the height and all the rest of it were given. I mean, there was no opportunity in those sessions to say, oh, we don't agree with it. I mean, they thought they had the nod from the government, and I think it's come as a bit of a shock that the planning department has recommended its rejection.
Yeah.
On the basis that it does not comply with the current planning rules, but they don't seem inclined to accept it, and they are backed by the developer lobby, the Murdoch Press, and Alan Jones, who have all put an amount of pressure onto the Premier, who has now ordered the Greater Sydney Commission to review all Pyrmont zonings and planning parameters, which is even more alarming than the 61-storey tower.
Yeah. We're a Sydney-wide we're a Sydney-wide station. We broadcast all around Sydney, and a lot of people in Sydney would know that we're seeing a lot of development around the city at the moment. And I guess the question is, you know, a lot of places have to have development. We have to build more dwellings, and we have to build a lot more stuff. What's the difference between this proposal and any other apartment building in Sydney?
It's sheer scale, and the fact that it doesn't respect the existing context, which is indeed, you know, it's only a 30-year-old redevelopment, and the last buildings are still going ahead. I mean, we're still in a suburb in transition from an old industrial suburb to a mixed, vibrant, mixed residential, commercial precinct.
There are a lot of apartment buildings there already.
There are opportunities for further development associated with the Bay's precinct redevelopment that has been running for, as long as I can remember, really. But they are about to release the new Sydney Fish Markets plan on exhibition, and they are proceeding with a master plan for the western side of Pyrmont. So those developments have been foreshadowed, and we have been and will continue to be involved in consultation about the scale and the uses for that development. So we also do not oppose a luxury hotel on the site of the Star. However, we would expect that luxury hotel to respect the existing rules. We're not against development, but we are for good planning that respects the community, the workers, and also understands the constraints. And the constraints are the bottleneck of Pyrmont. We are a peninsula, and it's now increasingly difficult to get in and out of our suburb by car or bus, which is about the only public transport we've got. So there's a whole lot of reasons why this 61-storey tower does not make sense. It's not zoned for residential. We respect that it's zoned for commercial, so a hotel is quite appropriate, but not of the scale that's currently proposed.
Mm.
And it's just not good planning, and the Department of Planning appreciates that, and the minister who supports his department understands that, and now the whole thing is in the hands of the Independent Planning Commission, which is the final arbiter. But in the meantime, we've got this rushed 5-week review of all Pyrmont's planning parameters instituted by the Premier, where people like myself are given a 10-minute one-on-one interview with someone, I don't know who. We won't know what other people have said. We are invited to make written submissions, and I must say I'm in the process of doing that, and it's extremely
Elizabeth,
stressful.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's okay. Anytime.
Thank you. That was Elizabeth Elonias, a convener at Pyrmont Action Incorporate, talking to us about the proposal for a new tower at Star Casino, which has become quite controversial. There are many high-profile politicians involved. Alex Greenwich feels strongly that the proposal is an aesthetic disgrace, but also the Premier Gladys Berejiklian is very supportive of the project. So we're going to have to wait and see how that particular proposal plays out. It is coming up to news time here on 2SER 107.3. To take us there, this is Reality Instructors with Why Couldn't You Be Kind?